I'm speaking with Joe from Looktel, and Allison and I here are looking at the Looktel Recognizer app. And
it's an iOS app.
Yeah, and what it does is it lets you, it's similar to the company's Money Reader, but it lets you look at objects. Other things besides money.
So tell us more about it.
So what it's doing is using the same technology, core technology, in image recognition. And what it allows you to do is input items that you'd use daily into a database, and to create a database. And then once you have a database of those items, you can accurately recognize those items. So it would be good for things in your pantry for food. So you could scan, using your iPhone, you can scan across and identify your different types of cans of soup, or all your types of cans, your boxes, or anything that you could take a picture of. Or maybe your CD collection, or your wine collection. Or
do you have to be looking at, taking the same type of picture each time? Does it have to be the same part of the box or the same point on the can for it to recognize it?
Say if you took the picture of the front of the can, yes, it would have to be the front of the can again. But the can could be upside down, it could be tilted. It doesn't have to be exactly. And it could be maybe part of the image. And the thing that makes the recognition work is like a difference in cans. If you have two cans, if you just took the upper corner of it, you know, if the image wasn't a good quality image, and you took two different cans that had the same little piece of image in it, it would have a problem distinguishing the difference between those two cans. So what you try to do is you try to take a picture of filling the screen of the camera and get a good quality image of it, and then you'll have very good results.
Now, would you have to create two? Would you have to create two or more entries for the same thing if you wanted to catch, you know, all sides of the can, for instance? Yeah. How would that work?
You'd probably mostly want to try to get the front of the can and just take one picture of it.
Oh, okay.
Because the back of the can, like say if it was nutrient information, probably nutrient information, there really wouldn't that be that much. It looked very similar, the images of looking at the nutrients of the can.
So it still recognize it?
So it would, you might not get the right can.
It would confuse it with something else it's seen? Is that what you're saying?
Okay.
That's so one trick is we found is using the seam of the label.
Uh-huh.
Is with that you can normally find the label,
right,
of the can.
Not so much with boxes though.
Right, with boxes, yeah. So you would have to somehow find the front of the box. But it seems like I was talking with cans there. Boxes seems like they're bigger. It seems like even in the back there's more information. So you might be, you'll probably have better luck with that. You know, the more information you can get from the image that you take, you know, the better, because then there will be a difference between two different items, a bigger difference.
So then on a box, would you take two pictures?
You could.
Or would you do just one still?
What you could do is this is fast enough, so you could put it on the back of it. If it didn't recognize it, just turn the box around.
True.
So it's not like something where you have to take a picture and wait for, you know, 30 seconds for it to go to the server, because the database here is on the phone. The engine that does the recognition is very efficient. And so you could just look at the back of the box, you don't hear anything, turn it around.
Right, so it's pretty fast then.
Yeah, and then you could get the thing. Would you like to see how?
Absolutely.
Okay, here, let me.
I'd love to have a demo.
So when you create...
Go ahead, Allison.
I was going to ask him a question, but he just left.
Oh, okay. So it seems like a fascinating fascinating app if you have the help to create the entries in the first place.
Okay.
So...
Okay, here we go. Okay.
So it's kind of hard to hear in here.
Yes.
But I got a box of honey-made graham crackers in my hand. And so
you record your own labels for it. Is that
voice record them?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay.
Yeah, so right now I got the database built, and so I'm...
It just said graham crackers. markers.
Yeah, so it, yes.
Right, so okay, so, so I'm just letting our listeners know that it said green.
Yeah, okay, gotcha. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to delete that because it was already in the database, and I'm going to put it back in the database so
okay.
that so you can see how that's done. So off the main screen, there's a data button.
Do you want to have voiceover on?
Okay.
You want to try it, Allison?
Sure.
Actually, here, let me demo it.
That's fine.
Oh, okay.
I'm just...
Yeah, let me try it this way. On the... On the bottom of the screen, there's a... first of all, I'm just going to delete this.
Okay.
And this is like a small part of what this is doing, so I'm just going to get through this kind of quick.
Right, gotcha. That's not a key element of the demo, right?
Right.
Exactly.
Right. Okay, so if you can't see the box, you can do, first of all, you could use the barcode scanner in order to find the barcode to find out what the box is.
Okay.
Okay. And here I can do that by pressing on the barcode scanner button on the bottom.
Okay, so now we're going to scan for the barcode. Okay. So it's scanning now?
Yeah, so I'm looking for it.
So what do you do? How are you doing that?
Just like you would with any other barcode scanner.
You're like moving the box around and kind of tilting it? And
yeah. Okay, so what it did is it came back and it gave it also a description of it.
Oh.
But you can't hear it in here.
Right.
It's right now with the version that we currently have, but it's not in the App Store now. But it will pop up an alert view so that you can rehear the description.
Oh. So that's a different version than what's in the App Store now?
Yes.
Because
this is constantly in development.
Right.
But what you're seeing right here...
What does the one in the App Store do?
Well, actually, see, this one I have right here is similar to the one in the App Store, but the one that we currently have in development will pop up an alert view to tell you what it is.
Oh, gotcha.
So that you can repeat the description.
So in the App Store, you don't get that?
Or not, currently right now. So the other one will be in the App Store shortly.
Gotcha. Okay.
So anyway, that told me that it was Honeymade Graham Crackers.
It
got that from a barcode database on the internet. And that's the only time you need to use the internet. With it.
Right.
So after I know what this is, Honeymade Graham Crackers, is you want to take an image of this thing, and the easiest way to do that is to lay the phone just flat on the box and then back it off.
Right, yeah.
A little bit.
I know that technique, yeah.
Okay, so I want to take a picture. I'm going to double tap the screen. Oh, I wonder if I double tapped right.
It's a little tough to do this in the exhibit hall, for sure.
Here, I can't.
For me to hold something? You're juggling a lot there.
Yeah.
So.
I'm not as good with voiceover as I should be.
It's okay.
What I did is I took it off. This works the same way with voiceover on as off, but
there you go.
Yeah. Honeymade Graham Crackers. So what that did is it told... Okay, here, let me get rid of the box. It's already recognized. It's in the database. So what I did is I double-tapped the screen. It told me to hold still because while you're jiggling, it's trying to get a clear picture.
Right.
So once I got it, once I got my hand steady, is you heard the camera shutter?
Yeah.
Then after that, it said enter a description after the beep, and then when it beeped, you could say anything, and you got about a minute of audio recording time, and then when you're done, it will just quit recording, but in here, since it's so loud it thinks I'm still talking. The other way to stop it is by double tapping the screen again.
Gotcha.
Then the recording stops. So that now this thing is in the database.
Okay.
And so when I do this,
that was quick. Did you just put the phone up by the box and it did that?
Oh, what I did is I had the box behind my back, and so I just put it underneath the phone.
Oh.
Yeah. So here,
that's pretty fast. Allison see that part of it.
I just put the box
on. You would normally have it like about, yeah, so there's the label right there of the box.
So you'd say that's about maybe 6 inches away?
I would say, you know, it depends on how big the box is. You get farther than that and closer than that.
Do you have other objects that we can recognize that are already defined something that we can demo that part of it?
So here's a couple of here's like a sweet corn.
It's it's a cream corn. Now what's interesting for our listeners is I held it a little too close to the thing, to the can.
Yeah.
And it didn't read it, so I pulled it back a little bit when it wasn't saying anything, and it suddenly told me. And it was very fast once I got it in the right range. So interesting.
It's a little bit of a learning experience, like
just a little camera technique goes a long way.
Here's another can.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm waving it around the can, and it's
slower.
Not saying anything.
Slower?
Yeah, you got to go slowly with that. There you go.
There we go. So I just...
So you're about 8 inches away.
Okay, 8 inches away. That's good to know. All right.
The technique that Nancy showed me a long time ago is to put the phone up next to the thing you're looking at and then pull away slowly. Well, kind of slowly.
That works perfectly.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Anything else interesting to recognize?
People are using this thing. Is like I said, it just got into the App Store this last Friday, and so we've heard and we've had our testers testing this for months, and they're finding different items as far as recognition. One person even went to a park, and as far as finding like the male or female restrooms, they were able to identify them. So it's something that doesn't change a lot. So, like, say if I went there and I did a bunch of trees and deciduous trees and went there, in the wintertime where there was no leaves left, it's not going to recognize.
Right.
So it's recognizing things where you can capture the same image with the camera in video mode.
So when you don't need to necessarily have something with a barcode because you record your own description, is that right?
Yeah, so what we just have the barcode scanner in there just so you can get the initial description of the box so that you can enter it. But after you've got that, we, just like get rid of the barcode scanner because this, as far as just recognizing the image, is quicker.
Right. But if you have an object without a barcode, would it make sense to, like, if you're doing, I can't think of a good example.
You would either need sighted help, or I guess you could use something like VizWiz to find out what it is, right? And then use that information to label it.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, how much is stuff is in your database of barcodes?
We're finding it's probably about a 60% hit. But what we're going to do is we're hitting 8 barcode database, and we're looking at different databases in order to enhance that so that we can get close to 100%.
Okay.
So what we did is, like I said, we just got this in here on Friday, so we tried to get a as far as the sharing in here, which we're also going to be working on, the barcode scanning was also another feature so that we could show people out here what we're doing and what we're working on.
Tell us how you can share the databases.
So right now is on the bottom of the data screen, there's a button that says share items, and you press that button, and what it will do will bundle your database and create a mail attachment.
Yeah.
And then you can mail that to anybody. And you can do that for backup, or you can do that for somebody else that has Recognizer. And then when they open up the mail, you double tap the attachment, and it'll say, do you want to import this into Recognizer? You say yes, and then it'll tell you like 10%, 20%, you know, like
that's
importing.
That's really nice. I like that.
And then when it gets it, when it's done, it's imported. But that's see,
and
that's
will
also
that merge with your current database?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and then what, you know, if you merge the same database multiple times, it'll basically ignore it.
Right.
So it's gonna merge with your existing.
So like if your folks helped you recognize a bunch of stuff, you could share it with Karen and I, or if Alice came over and helped us, we could share our database with you too, and then increasing our databases.
Right. Nice. So if you have like three friends and you all eat the same type of food, all of you recognize a third of it, and then all you just exchange databases, you got the whole thing.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're gonna improve on that too. We just wanted to get that for CSUN going. We want to be able to put tags on these items, so you can say, oh, this is a food product, or this is my CD collection, or this is my wine collection. And so you can say, okay, I want to send Barbara all my CD collections.
Yeah.
Or I want to send, you know, somebody all my food collections, because you could have personal items maybe you don't want to share with people.
Right.
So we want to do that, and also like the we're looking at like with the crowdsourcing with a server to put a database out there so people can import it.
Nice.
And so that's what we're working on. We haven't, like I say, we're just trying to get this out here to get our products so people can see it for CSUN right now. So there's still enhancements on the way.
Okay,
well, thank you very much for your time, Joe.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your interest.
It's a really fascinating app, and I look forward to working with it some more, so thanks.
Okay, yeah, thank you.